Yeah, again, obviously, I think the second period just got disrupted a little bit by the penalties. It's tough because you can't roll your lines, you can't establish your game when you're kind of stopping and starting to kill penalties. I thought the penalty kill did a great job. We did the job there, but they seemed to gain momentum from them. Even though we killed off that 5-on-3, they got two quick ones shortly after. So, you know, but I like that resolve. We came back. We pushed it there and just couldn't get the equalizer. So that's obviously disappointing in the result. But, again, I think if we got to stay more disciplined, especially in these next two games here against real good teams. And, you know, hopefully we can establish our game more.
What did you see on that line A shot, that third goal?
Yeah, you know, he's got a heck of a shot. You know, I'm pretty sure it might have ramped off my D-man stick there. I think whoever was there just going stick on puck on him and just got a piece of it that kind of altered it just enough. You know, I kind of, you know, whiffed at it a little bit because it just came off slightly different. And it's just kind of how it's been going lately. Just, you know, not harmless, but, you know, D-man trying to go stick on puck like they always do. And, you know, I felt, you know, I had a beat on and then it just kind of ever so slightly changed direction. That's just all it takes right now for me. So, again, disappointing to give it up because you don't want to give one up right after we make it 2-1. But again, it's just something I got to work through and just keep working hard.
It seemed like it was one of those games where there were close calls, a lot of iron on both sides.
Well, yeah, like I said before, they have some difference makers out there. You know, between Scheifele's line, who was, I think, one of the better lines we've seen all year in terms of the problems they gave us, and, you know, Wheeler's line with his speed and active defenseman. So, you know, they got buzzing a few times, especially that 5-on-3. You know, you know, extended 5-on-3, you're going to get some looks. And, yeah, we got fortunate there that they hit a couple crossbars, but when you get teams with that kind of personnel, that they're going to get some good shots on goal, and sometimes that's what you need to get through them.
Did you feel good for Miles Wood that after missing on the penalty shot, he had another chance?
Yeah, you know, I thought he had a great game. He was evident all over the ice. He was making plays with his speed. He had a few really good scoring chances, and it was nice to see him finally get rewarded on one he probably didn't think would go in out of some of the other ones he had. So hopefully that gives him a lot of confidence because he played with a lot of confidence tonight. So that's what we're going to need out of him.
You've played here many times before since the Manitoba Moose, but is it still special for you to come back here playing Winnipeg because you had so much success with the Manitoba Moose?
It's always a special place. This building's a great building. Fans they're spectacular. They really get up and make it a loud building, so it's fun to play in. And again, obviously, would like to have been on this side of it and kept them quiet. But yeah, it's a place I'm very familiar with. So I don't know if I feel more comfortable here or what, but I always enjoy playing here.
Terms of your own personal play, there was a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, you know, again, I felt good. I felt composed. You know, felt I was tracking the puck, getting better as the game went on. And like I said, just sort of how it's been going lately. Even in the first two goals, I felt I was there and got a piece of the second one. And the first one, you know, I thought he was going to step into it, elevated. I don't know if he intentionally kind of slid under me or if he maybe missed his shot or what, but, you know, I'm right there on the rebound and still it finds a way in. And you know, the last one is tough timing after we made it 2-1, but, you know, I think it just ramped up my D-man stick there and changed his direction ever so slightly into the perfect spot. So, you know, I don't want to be down on myself or make it sound like, you know, I can't do more because I can. So, again, the results aren't there, and that's my job is to produce the results. So I just got to keep working hard and keep feeling good about my game, and it'll come.